If you get a little bit done to move you closer to your dreams, then you are a little bit closer to taking flight. Be okay with the little bits. Today on Growing Hope, we share the value of the little bits and how to settle into making the most of your little bits each day.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are making friends, having fun, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, tossing out a little bit of twisted encouragement now and then just to keep things interesting. A little bit of things can add up. They can add up for the good, and they can add up for the bad. Have you ever left a little bit of dirty dishes in the sink to do later? Of course, today we're focusing on how to harness the power of the little bits so that we can use them for good, for moving forward in purpose and on purpose. When you do a little bit, and when you use a little bit with consistency, then you begin to build up to your possibilities. Big dreams are important because they push you beyond your comfort point, but you cannot achieve your big dreams in one giant leap. You have to be okay with the little bits. Those are what will get you to your big dreams. When you try to do it all at once, you get exhausted. You get overwhelmed. You want to quit. But when you focus on the little bits with that consistency, and with, remember, the focus, then you're going to get there. You're going to get there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The little bits will add up and get you there. So utilize the little bits of time you have, or multipurpose the tasks to maximize your little bits. Utilize the little bits of resources. Piecing them together helps you make the most of all you have. Utilize the little bits of accountability. Places where you go already on a regular basis, find ways to help that become accountability to you. Utilize the little bits of variety. Find ways to make the most of the differences or the changes or change things up. And utilize the little bits of more. The little bit of extra momentum to get you to that next step. Little bits make a difference. So find your way to be okay with the little bits. I wrote 1,000,000 words in 1 year. Not in big chunks, but in little bits. And I did it on a little bit of a consistent basis. My target plan was to write for 15 minutes at the top of the hour. My goal was to write 365,000 words in the year. And I knew that I was going to have to write about 30,000 words every month to make it happen. And I had done that with National Novel Writing Month, so it was something that I was in the habit of doing. I knew from that experience that if I wrote for just 15 minutes, I could get about half of my needed word count done. So my goal was to write at the top of the hour, every hour, for 15 minutes, or at least as many of those hours as I could get in one day. I wrote every day, at least once, and always with that 15-minute target time. It was only at the end of the year when I looked at my word count that I realized I had written over 1,000,000 words. 1,000,000 words in a year. The little bits had added up in big ways. If you want to reach your big dreams, then you need to be okay with the little bits. You need to find your way to harness the snippets, the bits, the pieces, and put them together in a way that moves you towards that big dream goal. You need to find a way to be okay with not doing it all at once, but doing it in pieces. You do not put a puzzle together all at the same time. You do it piece by piece. And you reach your big dream goals the same way, piece by piece. The little bits are your pieces. And if you're okay with little bits, then you can build that life that you've been dreaming you could have. You can put your puzzle together. You can put your puzzle of possibilities together and create the extraordinary that you are designed to live. Instead of trying to make it happen all at once, be okay with harnessing and harvesting the little bits to get you to that place that you're aiming to go. The little bits make the difference. The little bits make the way for big changes. If you want to live your big dreams, then you need to find a way to be okay with the little bits. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will dig a little deeper into being okay with the little bits. Growing Hope will return after these messages. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are investing the little bits into our big dreams because those little bits add up. I am Katherine Lang, your focus coach. If you're looking for ways to get the focus you need to invest in your little bits, I can help. Visit CoachForFocus.com to learn more. You dream your big dreams, and then you move into your big dreams a little bit at a time. Now, granted, it would be nice if it could just be overnight, right? Suddenly, right now, magic bean, easy button, whatever. Most of us would be more than happy to pursue our big dreams if we could snap our fingers and make it happen. But if big dreams are really big dreams, a little impossible and a little scary, then they're gonna take persistence and purposeful consistency in order to make them happen. When we purchased the land we now call home, the back corner was completely underwater. We signed the offer with the contingency that we would be allowed to walk the entire property, which we did by putting on waders, hip waders no less, and walking through the waters. We then started the process of clearing and cleaning the land. A few times a week, after work, we would go invest a little bit of time cutting brush and burning debris piles. Most weekends, we would find ways to utilize a little bit of time to clear the dams the beavers had built, because that turns out to be the reason the land was underwater. Little bit by little bit, we cleared the land. And in that back corner that was underwater, it's where we have our driveway now. It's completely dry because of the little bits of investment that we made. The little bits added up for us, and the little bits will add up for you. Invest in the little bits of time. You have 5 minutes here and there, maybe between finishing your project and your next meeting. Those 5 minutes are perfect for clearing out some of the emails that have gathered, or you could use the 5 minutes to do a quick chore. These in-between times are the perfect little bits to help you get more done. Now that I'm home alone and I'm responsible for most of the household chores, again, by myself, I have to find time to get them done. I tried setting aside a block of time, but just as soon as I did, something came up. And something always comes up right in the middle of the block that keeps me from getting things done. So I began to use the little bits. Those random 5 to 15 minutes that would come along unexpectedly. And instead of just scanning Facebook or playing on Twitter, I use that time to start a chore, finish a chore, or sometimes to complete the smaller chores. Those little bits of time have helped me to get a handle on the chores. Make the most of those little bits of time scattered throughout the day. You get more done by utilizing the little bits of resources. You can accumulate the little bits until you have a large amount, or you can put the little bits to work in ways that make it happen. Back before the way we now buy everything, you know, with a card, I always made a point to purchase things with paper bills. So at the end of the day, all the change that I had accumulated went into a container. And at the end of the year, I would take all of those little bits of change and add them together to make my Christmas budget. It was amazing how much those little bits would add up. I also put the little bits to work with plants. I clip the longer branches of the hanging plants, I root them, and then I have new hanging plants, either to give away as gifts or to hang in the house. Little bits of resources add up to more. And little bits of accountability make it easier to stay on target. Where you find places for accountability is places that you are consistently. And it doesn't have to be something that's there for accountability. It's just some place that you're going to go and utilize that connection and that relationship to be accountable for your habit of success. I've mentioned before about the Goal Chat Twitter meetup that I attend every Sunday, or a lot of Sundays, at 9 p.m. Central. Joining in each week is a little thing, but it encourages me to review what I'm doing and what I've done and to share those with others. It's only a little thing, but the little thing is enough to push me to do a little more towards my goals. And using the focus folder system is another little bit that helps me get things done. I write down my do's and my to-dos and my wins. And at the end of the day, I give myself a win for all the things that I've accomplished, even a little bit. But that little bit of accountability makes me feel more accomplished, and it helps me get more accomplished. Little bits of accountability keep you going. Little bits of variety make things more interesting. Changing up where you are going and how you're doing things can spark your creativity. They can offer a major change, even though they're not a major difference. Little differences can keep things interesting. When I get stuck in my writing, I move to another location. I take a notebook and I go out on the back porch, or I carry my laptop into the family room. Sometimes I'll just close down the computer and I'll go old school and sit at the desk with pencil and paper. These little changes get things going again, because little bits of variety stir the creative spirit. Just doing a little bit more moves you forward. It keeps the momentum going, or gets the momentum started. So momentum turns the ship. Momentum moves the mountain. Momentum gets you there. My first car was a Chevy Chevette. It had a tendency to break down at the most inconvenient times. Not that breaking down is ever convenient, but man, that car had a talent. And on more than one occasion, it broke down in the middle of traffic. So we'd have to get out and we'd have to move the car out of traffic. you could not turn the steering wheel until you got the car moving. It wouldn't budge. But once you got it going, even just a little bit, it was easy to steer. And what was amazing is it was easy to keep it going once you got it going. Even just a little bit gives you the ability to move things where you need them to go. It's easier to get there when you have a little bit of momentum already moving you in that direction. When you look at the little bits alone, they don't seem like much. Little bits are just little bits, but little bits add up, and that gets you there. Instead of trying to do it all at once and have it done, find ways to be okay with the little bits. When we had to redo after the tornadoes, I wanted to stretch our monies, and I decided to paint all the trim myself. Yes, I know how ridiculous that was now. There was a lot of trim. And my first thought was that I wouldn't paint it until after it was installed. But then I got to thinking, if I wait until then, I'm going to have ladders, and I'm going to have to be very precise, or I'm going to have to cut it in because I don't want to get it on the floors or the ceilings or anywhere else. And so I decided to do it a little bit at a time. After the contractors would leave at night, I would go up to the house, get the boys settled in, get them fed. I'd go up to the house and I would do a few of the trim pieces. I did it a little bit at a time and then I set them off to dry. Usually I could get about 5 or 10 of the really long strips of trim painted and ready for the next day. So little bit by little bit, the trim was painted. When you're pursuing your big dreams, make the most of the little bits to get you there. Invest in pieces of the puzzle instead of trying to do the whole puzzle all at once. Do some more, and then all of a sudden you're done. And when you give yourself permission to be okay with the little bits, it's not so overwhelming pursuing your big dream goals, because all you're doing is a little bit. You're just doing a little bit. And that little bit is going to be what gets you there. Because after you do the little bit, you're going to do a little bit more. It may be hard if you're one of those that has to get the project done, but find your way to be okay with doing just the little bits together. You have to be persistent and consistent to reach your big dreams. And when you choose to be okay with the little bits, you will find they add up quicker than you could imagine. Growing Hope needs to take one more break. And when we come back, we will close out this idea of staying focused on taking action with little bits.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting
www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to Growing Hope. I am Katherine Lang, your dream igniter. Ready to build your big dreams? Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to dominate your world a little bit at a time. Put your little bits to work. Make the most of where you are and what you have a little bit at a time. The little bits of time, the little bits of resources, the little bits of accountability, the little bits of variety, the little bit more. The little bits will add up and they will create a strong force for taking action. If you're going to give wings to your big dreams, then you're going to have to take action. You're going to have to do something, and you're going to have to do something more until you get there. It's not going to happen to you. It's not going to happen for you, and it won't happen without you. Your big dreams are you-centric. In other words, until you take the action, they can't come true. You build the habit of taking action with consistent investment in purpose and on purpose. So schedule your actionable steps. Find the system that you can use to plan out your steps that you need to take. Measure your journey. Be aware of what you're doing and how it's working for you. Keep an eye on the budgets. Know how you're utilizing the different resources you have. Maintain your focus, because where you focus is where you will go. And be okay with the little bits. Find and utilize the little bits, because they add up to the big changes that lead you to your big dreams. If you're going to get there, you're going to have to take action to get there. Abraham Lincoln said that you should bear in mind your own resolution to success is more important than any other thing. In other words, you're going to have to do it if you want to get it done. If you're going to live your big dreams, it can only happen when you make the choice to take action. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope and for this whole series. Each move we make in this journey leads us a little closer to the balanced lives we need to stand strong no matter what the storms. If you've missed any of these balanced life episodes, you can catch up by visiting growinghoperadio.com to watch or to listen, or of course you can always leave comments and engage. And you can do it at your convenience. If you're struggling to define your big dreams, or if you're stumbling over this whole idea of creating focus, let's talk. You and me, visit coachforfocus.com today and set up your free 30-minute jumpstart call so we can begin to walk through this process. Or if you want, you can start this process on your own by visiting whiteboardofworlddomination.com. There are 8 steps there to help you begin creating your world domination. You have it in you right now to live extraordinary. You are unique, and you are unique in all the world. And when you understand your uniqueness and you begin living bold in that uniqueness, then there is nothing that can stop you from taking flight into your big dreams. As a matter of fact, the only thing that can hold you back from all of your possibilities is you. Make the choice right now to dare you to live bold and in purpose, because when you do, when you make that choice, when you refuse to hold you back anymore, there will be nothing that can stop you, and you can live your big dreams. I am Katherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us, because the world does not want you to do this. The world does not want you to step out of the box that it's created and to live free and purposeful. You're designed to thrive. The world is trying to convince you, just survive. When you see past the delusions of the world and you see those possibilities stand up before you, then you become bolder in stepping into those possibilities. And the bolder you get, the stronger you get, the more forceful you get in purpose, and the more you will inspire the people around you. Dare to live big. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.